Hey guys, we're here at PGX 2024. I'm Travis with Guys Games and Beer.
And I'm Tom with Guys Games and Beer. And tonight we are here with
Justin Silverman
and Patrick Farrell.
And we're from Retroware Games.
Welcome to the show. Really excited. Again, this is our first year here at PGX. Sounds like you guys are old hands in the area. Really kind of have roots in the community here at the...
Yeah, we're pretty big in the Philadelphia area.
Yeah, right.
And we also help run the Too Many Games Convention, which has had its 20th year this year. And then we run two arcades near Philly, and we've been making video games forever.
Yeah, and it sounds like you guys have your hands in the pie of a little bit of everything here. So, again, I saw your display. Again, there's some couple cool a console and some couple cool custom arcade machines set up. You want to tell us a little bit what you had set up over there this weekend?
Yeah, so we brought one of our most recently released games, Iron Meat, here today. We have two cabinets that are Sega All cabinets hosting the game this weekend so that convention goers can play the game in the arcade cabinets. Then we also brought a collection of 10 Japanese arcade games.
I'm a huge sucker for candy, man. So, you're satiating that sweet tooth. So, yeah, and again, it's absolutely a beautiful way to play some new modern retro games, right? So it's like sitting down at a convention hall like this on a cabinet with friends you can share. It's a beautiful way to present those games. What's the response been for you all this weekend so far?
Pretty good. I mean, Iron Meat, when it came out literally last week, has been doing very, very well. So this is the first event it's been since then. We completely sold out of physical copies online. We didn't even have any for the show. We're selling a lot of our other games and stuff, but response has been really good. People really want to play these modern retro games, these things that play like Contra. But, how they played how you think you remember it, not how it was. Because if you play Contra 3 and then play this, you're going to be like, oh, I'd rather this makes more sense.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Because a lot of those games back in the day, they were a little clunky. It is what it is. And with this time, we've, kind of refined it.
There's something you said for these, like, a new retro classics, right? That, again, people who grew up with them and, like, learned the intricacies of that genre of game. And really, obviously, we all do it as a labor of love. So it's like, again, obviously, it's something that's well-polished, well-refined, and something you can pick up and, like, they don't have to, like, do all the hard work of understanding, oh, this is why this game was good. They pick it up, they play it, and they're like, oh, this feels fun to play.
Right. I know this game, but it plays better than I remember it type deal.
Yeah, we like saying retro experiences with modern conveniences.
Hell yeah.
So you get a lot of the stuff you need nowadays to play a game, and then, the right screen size, all that kind of stuff, the right frame rates, the right all that kind of stuff. We put out games for all systems. Iron Meat is on 8 different consoles and PC
That's
platforms,
wild.
Which is
wow.
Pretty a lot. Went out physical on Switch and PS5, and that's kind of where we're seeing the company going, making a lot of modern retro games. Like, we have Toxic Crusaders coming up.
I saw. That looks amazing.
4-player Ninja Turtle-style beat-em-up based on the IP from the 90s cartoon. We have the Transylvania Adventure of Simon Quest, which is a very, what if Castlevania 2 was good? And our character's name is actually Simon, last name Quest. So it's kind of a parody slash homage of that. And, we put a lot of the other games, like the AVGN games, and we have a few other titles coming out that we're going to announce soon. So, we're always up to something.
Yeah, that's absolutely wonderful. And, again, it's really cool to, again, see you guys really. Again, I personally, that Toxic Crusaders looks absolutely phenomenal. I'm definitely looking forward to getting that soon. So, you guys have your hands in a lot of pies. Again, I had no idea that you guys ran an arcade.
Yeah, that's news.
Well, we're not from around here, so it's like, I've seen some of the stuff you guys do online. I was like, and then you guys had them advertise. Again, obviously, I was looking at those candy cabs. I got a couple Aero Cities and some Blancs and other stuff myself. Yeah. But like, I was like, absolutely gorgeous machines y'all have. So
thank you.
Again, you guys run an arcade space as well?
Yeah, we have two arcades in the Philadelphia area. So one arcade is in Lansdale, PA, and then our second arcade is in Woodbury, New Jersey, which is about 30 minutes outside the city. Wow. And they've been doing pretty well. We have them filled with classics and rhythms and all sorts of type. So when you walk in, you're going to get like a handful of everything.
So I tend to find out a lot of people who start arcades tend to be like, oh, I have so many things in storage that I should probably find a way to use them more. So I'm going to guess that a lot of your machines are kind of expression of the stuff that you guys enjoy.
Collected and over the years.
Like to share. Is, again, are there any specific, again, I know you guys brought a lot of candy cabs here, and again, you talked about some rhythm games. Is there anything else that, again, at your arcades people might want to check out?
they definitely want to check out our rhythm sections. Our rhythm sections are pretty good. We got some of the newest rhythms coming out from Japan, and we've heard very good responses from the communities about that. So the rhythm community has been very excited that we're trying to represent that area.
We were just at 2DCon, and it's all about the rhythm games.
Yeah. And you could see why. When you see people play, they're just so into it.
It's an experience that you don't get to create at home as easily. So, and to be able to share with other people who are passionate about it, like at conventions like this, it's top tier. One of my favorite things about these.
What's your favorite rhythm game that you've got right now?
My favorite rhythm game is probably Waka.
You just made him very happy.
Waka is a game that didn't do particularly well in Japan, made by Marvelous, published by Marvelous, but it had a really big following in the States here for some reason. So it's really cool to see these machines pop up. Now, again, a lot of the Japanese arcades have started to filter them out. So it's been cool to see some of them stateside more and more. So
yeah, it's an impressive machine. Like, I mean, that beautiful huge circle with all those LEDs, I can't get it.
It hits that dopamine for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much any Japanese rhythm game that looks like a washing machine is going to be good. Shout out to MyMy.
That's a really good rule of thumb.
Yeah.
All right. No, I can see that.
So how about you? Your favorite rhythm game?
Yeah, probably MyMy, which we don't have right now. We might get one eventually, but that has the two. It looks like the washing machine. Waka is definitely a close favorite. I've always been a DDR guy growing up, especially on like the PS2 one and all that. We have an Extreme right now, and we have a DDR Black, like the 2016 version
as
well.
Very nice.
So, yeah.
All right, let's bring it back to what they're coming out with. So we've talked a little bit about their games they're coming out with. Let's go back to some of your older catalog. So you guys have been doing this for a while as far as actually producing games. If somebody was, let's just say they had to pick one from your library, which would it be?
It depends. We have like, the Angry Video Game Nerd game is a really good Mega Man type game. Prison City plays, it's like very 80s, 90s action movie, but plays like Power Blade or Shatterhand, like a late NES game. Love 3 is a precision platformer. One of the devs who worked on Deltarune made that one.
Okay.
Great music. You make your own checkpoints as you go through the game. It looks like an Atari game, and it's kind of cool. And then, of course, we have Eagle Island Twist, which is two games in one with free DLC. And it's a precision roguelike platformer where you you throw a bird as a projectile, an owl. So that's what's going on there, a lot of power-ups. So a lot of classic games. Iron Meat, I think, might be our 11th game we've put out and published and also developed. So we've been doing a lot, probably since 2017.
Yeah, like I said, you guys have got quite the catalog, and that's why I'm glad he mentioned all of them. Definitely check any of them out. They are all, they've got the right feel. I mean, as an old school gamer, they just feel right.
We mostly make games for ourselves and then hope people buy them. That's kind of what happens.
That's the right way to do it. And it's obviously, you pass the vibe check. There's no doubt about that. So.
Yeah, and we love also, you know, we were convention guys. I've been running, helping Too Many Games since 2013. I'm head of security and head of the arcade there. Wow. Pat does a lot of AV and stuff, concert stuff there as well. And by bringing arcade machine places, that also opens it up. Like, hey, we're going to bring our arcades and help you guys out with that. Oh, and do you have any booth space for our indies? And we kind of go hand in hand with that. So, and I think it goes like, oh, what do you guys do about making games? Well, we drag games, you know, like he's inside fixing the B+ voltage on a monitor all day. Like, it's amazing.
That was all weekend this weekend.
Yeah, again, you get to that point where you're like, oh, 70 to 80%, you know, fixing stuff and, you know, maybe 15 to 20% playing.
We wouldn't know anything about that, Travis,
trying.
Right? Yeah. We wouldn't know anything about that, Travis, would we?
Not at all.
It's a lot of hobbyists making it work, you know?
It 100% is a labor of love, though. And again, telling by your booth and everything, you can tell there's the passion there. And it's really really cool to see.
Thank you.
Coming out with some really, really quality products. You had touched base again. Obviously, you guys go back really far with Too Many Games. How's that journey been like for y'all?
I just joined Too Many Games last year, and it's been a delightful journey. I love the community that we've formed in that area and the volunteers that we bring along and the guests that we bring along. And then all the people that come to visit the con, it's just a delightful con to be at. Very comfortable, and you get to see everything you want to see, really.
So Too Many Games is your next show coming up, right?
No. Well, for the one that we run, yes, but we'll be at Syracuse Retro next weekend.
Oh, okay.
We're at all the PAXs generally. We kind of set up, are we just doing arcades here? Are we bringing indies here? Do we have to fly across the country? We have trailers and trucks that will bring machines places. It kind of depends. We try and do 12 to 15 different shows a year.
Wow.
But too many games is definitely the biggest we're involved in across the board.
Again, seriously, it sounds like RetroWare's got their hands in. Like, again, you bring machines, you guys make games, you have arcades. Like, again, you're doing everything. You're checking all the boxes of, like, oh, wow, we're the one-stop shop of, like, it's really cool. Really cool to see. And, again, like, this is our first time kind of out east this way, and the community's been so welcoming and awesome. It's really been nice to... Again, talk to people. Again, too many games has been on our radar. Again, Midwest Gaming Class is kind of our stomping grounds, so it's been really cool to again meet other people from other communities, kind of network and talk about some cool new projects that people are fired up about.
Yeah,
I definitely like to make it out to Midwest Gaming Class. Like, I heard very, very good things.
We've been doing that for a while now, so yeah, we'll buy you a beer or two when you're out there.
So if anybody is looking to check out your projects online, the long slew of them that you got options to choose from. Where can they find you online?
You just have to go to retroware.com. Retro, WARE.com.
Yeah, and again, they've got a little bit of everything, again, about the events you guys do, about the games they have on their site. They got old and new media content. You got content to watch for days.
Yeah, everything's on YouTube as well. We do a lot of that stuff, collaborate with a lot of creators, so it's cool.
Yeah, again, it's a rabbit hole I just recently started falling down, so definitely check it out if you get a chance. Pick up some sweet new indie games, you know, if you get a chance, so...
Anything else you guys want to shout out? All right, we're going to take it out of here. Guys, we'll be doing a few more interviews here from PGX. All sorts of more stuff coming up on the show. We'll talk to y'all later.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Have a good evening, guys.
See ya.
Catch you soon.